Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Michael Ting, Senior Vice President, Digital Markets at Hyperwallet. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Karen. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So I really enjoyed chatting with you over these last few days in thinking about the top traits of these great on-demand marketplaces, which are clearly a phenomenon that are doing great things at bringing those with capacity to those who need services on a global scale. And so today, we're going to talk a little bit about something that may not get the play that it needs to, but certainly is a critical component of what makes a great marketplace great, and that is support. So if we're thinking about these on-demand marketplaces, we're obviously thinking about gig workers, temporary workers, and I guess it stands to reason that their customer service needs would be different than other parties to other platforms. What should that customer service environment or plan look like?
Well, I think, as you just mentioned, I mean, a lot of these, the people that are coming onto these platforms to earn money, you know, they really do regard these things as and so, you know, they look at that marketplace platform as a job engine. They look at them as a lead gen source. They look at them as a payment provider. So they have a lot of different views that they have on what the marketplace should be providing to them. But, you know, at the center of it is that these platforms are really the trust and safety agents for that whole user community, which means that they need to be in a position to respond to inquiries and resolve issues for both sides of the transaction. And that's really their real value, which is to insulate the two parties from the inherent risks of transacting with an anonymous counterparty. And it means that they need to provide multiple channels of support in multiple languages. They have to be able to provide as many self-serve tools in the product so that the users can resolve as many issues as they can independently.
Yeah, I would imagine that that's pretty important, so that the things that have to get escalated are truly things that require escalation as opposed to the basic things. But I would imagine, too, that given the diversity of suppliers who are part of these platforms, that it would be important to really understand from them directly what kind of support they need. So is that something that, A, these marketplaces should be doing? And if you say yes, then how do they do it?
I mean, it absolutely does depend on the type of service that they're providing. I mean, if you're a 24/7 service that's always on, then you have to be able to provide support that mirrors that pattern. But if you're a company that has hours, for example, like a regular business, you know, you take a company like DoorDash, for example, that has actual hours that they're on and they're not on, and you know, that may not be necessary to provide 24/7 support, but you have to have a support mechanism and a model such that it mirrors when you're open for business and when your users are actually interacting with your platform. And a company has to learn how their product is typically used and adapt their support channels to fit that behavior. If you look at the ride-sharing platforms, for the most part, you know, they're heavily used on mobile devices. So having a number for drivers or riders to call or text when they're on the go is really important. But if you're a company that sees most of its usage on the desktop, then an online chat or email support might be more appropriate. But regardless of which channels are employed, it's important that the company has ready access to the right data and the systems to track user activity and resolve all those issues very quickly.
You bring up a good point, and that is there are so many available channels now, and they seem to be emerging every day. You threw out a couple of items on a checklist to think about when these marketplaces consider their various options. But are there broad strokes? Are there guidelines that they should be thinking about and considering when contemplating what kind of support to bring onto their marketplace?
Well, I mean, again, I think that, you know, the support, you know, as much as it needs to mirror the the behavioral patterns of the users, it also needs to mirror the product as well. So, you know, even something as simple as you know, a frequently asked questions section on that we see on all these websites, if you pay attention to the really good ones, the questions very much mirror the features of the product because they know that those are the ones that they have control over and the ones that typically where they should be adding value. And those features are the ones that they promote on their website. So having some way to describe what those features are, but also be able to answer questions so that people, you know, can find the answers on their own is really important.
There are a lot of channels and innovations that seem to be emerging in the customer support arena. What have you seen that you think is both innovative and also applicable to the on-demand marketplace?
I mean, I think one thing that's been really effective that we've seen is peer support. So, you know, a lot of these companies have very, very large communities. And if you go onto their community boards, you'll see that the engagement among the user community is very high and that people will try to support fellow users because they're the ones who are actually in the trenches and experiencing the same thing firsthand. So they bring really practical solutions to the table. And a lot of times they'll bring solutions that the company itself actually hadn't even thought of. So that tends to be a really, really effective way to provide support and also, you know, so kind of keep that support overhead manageable for the company itself. You know, the other thing is that because customer support is such an integral part of the overall user experience, you know, ensuring that it blends seamlessly into the user's journey is really critical. But it's not entirely practical for every marketplace platform to have, you know, a field of customer support agents that, you know, that can be answering phones and, you know, they then need to kind of consider how they utilize partners to provide that support but preserve the user experience still. And, you know, at HyperWallets, for example, we help our clients by offering a seamless customer support experience and enabling their users or their reps to contact us directly without knowing that they're talking to a third party. And we found that to be an invaluable service to our clients. And it really plays they really place a high value on the trusted relationship that they have with their user base.
A question about the different types of questions that arise and whether there are different support channels required. So if I think about, you know, general things related to the user experience versus I think I was charged twice or I don't believe I've been paid for this service. I mean, things related to the transactions and payment. Do those things tend to be handled differently and through different customer support engines or experiences?
For sure. I mean, I think that, you know, the best businesses out there, you know, they have a barometer of customer sensitivity that they look at where, you know, every question or inquiry that comes in or the topic that comes in, depending on how sensitive that topic is to the user experience, is going to determine what channel that you provide the support through and what sort of response that you provide. If someone is calling up to say, look, I need someone to reset my password, well, you know, they've got a system for them to do that where no one actually has to talk to them. They just click a link and they reset it themselves. But if someone says, look, I didn't get paid or there's something wrong with, with my payment or, you know, something very sensitive of that nature, then they're always going to feel more comfortable having another human on the other side that's interacting with them. And that can either be through voice or chat or text. But as long as they know that there's an interactive response happening, it just, you know, makes the user feel, you know, a lot more safe and you know, a lot more comfortable.
No, I agree. And I think as more of these on-demand marketplaces proliferate, and to the discussion we had last time about global expansion requiring local expertise and execution, the more important support really becomes. It's one of these things that I guess is expected but requires a lot of thoughtful planning in order to really deliver to both sides of the marketplace.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, support is one of the really key parts of removing friction from the user experience on both sides of the transaction. And so having that as part of your product offering and not just an ancillary service is really kind of drives these businesses.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for your insight on, again, another characteristic of great marketplaces, which is great support. I really appreciate listening and sharing your insights today. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Karen. I appreciate it.